have a private insurance company, Shelly?
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Hannah. Are you currently in the
Oh.
roadside assistance?
Hi, I had called before, but there was a question about my roadside assistance. I might have a tow truck coming, but I looked at my policy because you said I didn't have tire change, my policy. But it says $75 non-essential non-towing services included on my policy.
So you had
Because
to
I'm
pay the
getting
service
towed.
out of pocket?
No, I'm getting towed instead because that was where I was covered. But I'm looking at my policy. All I wanted was a tire change meanwhile, and I would get to the dealership later to change it. But you said I didn't have no tire repair, but it says on my policy non-towing services up to $75, six occurrences. Because I pulled the policy up on my app. I had the full policy up on my app.
Did
And
you have
they
a
said
spare
no.
tire?
Yeah, I have a spare tire. And first of all, when I called, they said they didn't have tire change covers. When I called you guys before. That's why I looked at the policy. I have a tow truck coming, but it says it on my policy I do. You told me I just had towing and lockout.
I told you that.
Well, someone told me that when I spoke to him. If you want to pull up my phone number, I don't, because I, called, and that's what they said originally. So I said, the tow truck. But then I pulled up my policy and they said, yes, I have it. But he said, I don't have, tire things.
Okay. So
Here's what I prefer.
do you want me to cancel the tow truck?
No. No, I want the customer to come, but I'm gonna see if I can change the tire because it should be covered instead. I don't want to take it to the dealership when I don't have to waste time right now and I can do it later. I'm doing
Okay,
a tire
but
change. Tire change.
you asked for a tow truck, so you're getting so you got set up for a tow. That tow provider is not going to be able to
But
change the tire. He's not getting paid for the tire change. He's getting paid for the tow.
the question is, you guys screwed up and told me I didn't have tire change covered. You're the one that told me before when I called.
I didn't tell you that because I didn't speak to you.
I know, but whoever spoke to me first, exactly what they said. I only have towing and lockout services. And I had the full policy in front of me.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why they told you that if you're covered.
Yeah, but usually roadside assistance is tires. It's stupid, That's what she told me. I said I had a spare, I had everything, but she said you only include towing. That's exactly what she said. I've called six or seven back and forth times. This is the first time I'm using a roadside assistance. I used to have a private one. It was a lot easier. But, it's nonsense. I don't know why. Someone screwed up. They told me I didn't have tire. That's why I took the tow truck. But I pulled up my policy and it says I do. Your end told me I didn't. I don't know what to do now because now he's going to be here in like 25 minutes. I'm not going to wait another hour for someone else to come to change tire. Hello?
Yes, sir. So do you want me to cancel it and get you a tire change, or do you just want to wait?
But why did you guys say I didn't have tire change in the beginning?
I'm not sure, sir. I can't look at your service if it's all if it, it was already completed for a tow, so I can't go back and change it unless I cancel it.
Then I have to wait another hour? Nonsense. It pays to pay the money and go to the private insurance company I used to have, because, drop yours. But this roadside assistance, you are not in check with anything, at all. Because I said I wanted my tire changed straight from the start from her, and she says, well, I'm not covered for it. The lady I spoke to first. I had called a couple of times, and then I had got a text from the the collision places and follow up, call them. They had no records, so I had to call them back, call you back again for them to call them. You know, my other motor car, I gave my number, done with and done with. I had to call like 8 times back and forth. You know. I mean, I don't know what to do. Is there any way to find out how long it would take again? I'm going to have to wait if I do just a tire?
It usually takes an hour.
Yeah, but I'm already in an hour and they're going to be here in 20 minutes or so.
I'm not sure, sir. Like I said, I can cancel the service out and send you a tire change.
I wait another hour? Fuck that. But I'm going to put a piece of my mind here because you guys don't know what you're saying. Okay? Because one lady, the first lady I spoke to, said I wasn't covered with tire change. Done. And I just pulled up my whole policy and it said yes. If they were pulling it up, and if I'm pulling it up, they should have pulled up the same thing. And I said something different. Really. It's stupid. You know. And it's a waste of time for me. You know, when I had the insurance company, if I had a boot, I only had to jump this call once. They came in 20 minutes. You know, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. And I have used this tow. I know of this towing company. So. This is the first time I'm using the roadside assistance since I've been with you. I'm going into two years now with you. Over 2 years. So, you know. I mean, I'll see what the tow truck driver says. I don't know when he gets here. But if he can do it some way, I'll pay out of pocket. I'll work it out. But I am going to call whoever the head corporate, whatever, because whoever called me first, I know it's recorded and recorded. They fucked up. Uh-huh. Big time. I think it was Catherine. I don't remember what her name was. But everybody screwed up. You know, I see they need a tire change. Oh, you're not covered. That was the first word. I mean, I have a spare and everything, and then she shouldn't have said that. And that's really top coverage for everyone. Most of the people want their tire change a lot of times. That's stupid. You know? I'm away from the tow truck. That's it. I'm not fucking waiting for an hour. And you're fucking really assholes, and I'm going to settle this. And you also raise my policy for no reason up. So that's another thing, too. You have nothing on my record, nothing on either one of our records and stuff. So, bye.